Danny, obviously we've got to start by talking about the red card. The most important part of the game, was it for you?
It was an important part of the game. You know, you're going into the last throws of the game, if you like, last half hour, 20 minutes, whatever it was. And very difficult, but, yeah, listen, he raised his hands, you know, that's all I can say. Was it violent? It was not violent at all. He's just got a hold of him. He's not pushed him or punched him or anything like that. He's reacted to a very bad foul on himself. And he's just lost it from that moment. But he's, but even so, that, you know, you look at it again and you think, well, it's not even a sending off. It may be a booking, yeah, but not a sending off. I think that was a very, very harsh decision.
Is Dale a bit frustrated with himself, or was he just completely surprised to get the red card?
It's both. You know, he's surprised at in himself. He's, you know, he knows what to do, and he knows what punishment goes when you do something like that. But I have to say again, it was quite soft. It wasn't a violent, you know, incident, in my opinion. But you know, that's the way it goes. But we've been dealt that blow. I hope Dale will learn from it, you know, because in the long term, it's cost us the game, you know, and where we felt that we could get something out of the game as we're going into the last throws, last half an hour, we feel, you know, with what we've got on the bench to change the game, we think we've got a great chance of winning it. And then we're trying to get something out of the game, you know, after that. So that was a disappointing part of it.
First day of the season, 7 new signings in the starting 11. How long is it going to be, do you think, before you kind of see the best of this Barnsley team that you've put together? Because it can't happen like that straight away, can it?
Everybody would like it to, but it's in reality it doesn't. Know, you know, it does take a little while to get together and to get understanding, particularly against the calibre you're playing against. You know, these are not pre-season friendlies anymore now. You know, these are really, you know, men against men now. You know, there's a lot at stake, and the points are very important, and we have to learn quickly. That's the one thing about it. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, and we have to learn quickly. You know, we can't be waiting and just saying, well, it doesn't matter, next week will be okay. We've got to make sure we're at the races, you know, in the next game that comes along, which is the Crewe game. But yeah, overall, you know, there's one or two decent performances today. There's areas where we can get a lot better, that's for sure. Like I say, on Tuesday, let's hope we can get through the cup.
Do you take a bit of comfort from the fact that when most teams go down to 10 men, you kind of expect them to be on the back foot straight away, but Adam Davies still didn't have that much to do except, of course, the goal?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think from our perspective, I don't think we weren't there keeper enough either. You know, so I said before, it was a lot of huff and puff and a lot of misplaced passes in key areas at times. You know, a bit of lack of composure when we get into good areas. And sometimes that's a little bit of youthfulness and a bit of inexperience at times. And you've got to understand that, and you've got to really, you know, not accepted as such, but you've got to be ready for it. And but we've got to make sure that when we started playing in the upcoming games, you know, that those bits of composure are in place, and because they're the differences between the two teams.
Who stood out from you from the new signings from a Barnsley point of view?
Well, I thought Hurahim settled in very, very well. In fairness, I thought he had a good game. I thought that Adam in goals had a good game. You know, that's his debut as well. You know, for a young boy, I thought he kept goal very well. You know, I don't think he had much chance with the goal. He had a good save before that as well. So I think, you know, overall there's been one or two decent performances. But decent, they're not good enough. You know, we've got to really be on top of our game. But for some of the lads that's played there, it is the first time playing at this level. You know. Luke Berry coming out of the conference into our league will see a vast difference in the pace of the game. But they'll get better. They need games and they'll get better.
You got a heck of a player for League One today in Leroy Leiter, didn't you?
Well, yes. Well, you saw today, I think, you know, it's like a lot of teams in this division, the difference is your strikers, you know, and we knew, and you, as you saw today, you know, we need somebody up there who's got a little bit of guile and extra experience to get hold of the ball for us, you know, to make the ball stick. And unfortunately today it came back too many times. So with a bit of luck, you know, the experience that Leroy's got and also his goal prowess, you know, we're hoping that that'll be a big difference to us.
Is there a chance that we might see Leroy Lee to make his debut in the cup against Crewe?
There's a possibility, yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes on Monday and on Sunday and Monday in training, and then we'll take it from there, yeah.
How are you feeling in terms of new signings? Is that Barnsley almost done for now, or do you still need another player possibly?
Well, I would suggest that, you know, we've done a lot of business in the last month or so. So, you know, maybe it's coming to a close. But you never know. There might be some one or two more. You never know yet.
And finally, Danny, you mentioned about strikers get you out of this division. You've signed quite a lot of them in pre-season, haven't you? So Leroy Leiter added to the bunch. Yeah. Does he give you something that the other players that you've got don't, or is it just another quality player?
Well, it gives you experience. You know, what we've got in the other boys, you know, they've not particularly tried and tested at this level. You know, with you've got Sam Winnell, you know, he stepped up one. You've got Kane Hemmings, who's come from Scotland, who's not played yet. You know, we'll see a different type of dynamic to the team when he's in it. You know, and young Rosie and kids like that, you know. So and young Nana when he came on as well. You know, so they've not really had the experience of this level apart from, you know, apart from Leroy, and Leroy, no, it's like at the top levels, never mind just this one. So we're hoping that, you know, he can be a big part of the jigsaw for us.
Cheers, Danny. Thank you.